Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. And if you hear that music, it can mean only one man is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, co-owner and managing partner of the Nashville Cats and pro wrestling legend, Jeff Jarrett. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, guys. I appreciate you having me on. It's Friday afternoon in Music City and in the middle of the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals, and we're going to be talking a little Cats football as well. So I appreciate you having me on.
Of course, Jeff. So tomorrow is Nashville Predators night at F&M Bank Arena. What can fans expect when they go to the game tomorrow?
You know what, man? I'll tell you what. I can't just say that it's just the Cats. The Preds are also rolling out the red carpet because, first and foremost, you know, the gates open at 3, kickoff at 4. But our man Nash is going to be in the house. He's going to be leading the charge. But, man, the Preds have really shown out. We've got a who's who list. Of course, Pete Weber's going to be there, Max Herz, Jay Moore, the legend J.P. Dumont, and none other than 102.5 The Game, former Commodore. Double J has always been a big fan of Big Willie, but Willie's going to be in the house. You think I'm kidding, but I was a Hoopster fan of yours way, way, way back in the day. So, Willie, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. But, man, we're excited. The Minnesota Monsters are coming into town. And, Willie, here's a little trivia for you. The general manager of the Minnesota Monsters, I'm not going to make you guess, but you don't have a clue who it is, correct?
Not off the top of my head, no. I would need some clues.
I'm gonna give you a clue, okay? First name is Meadow. Last name is Lemon. Who would he be the son of?
The Globetrotters, Meadowlark Lemon?
I kid you not, Willie. I thought I would throw that at you.
Oh, it, man.
His son is actually the GM, so he'll be coming into F&M Bank Arena tomorrow. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and I really do appreciate the Preds literally rolling out the red carpet. It's a busy time of year in hockey, and I know the Preds have made some awesome moves as of late. Everybody's going to be fired up, including myself. I already can't wait for the puck to drop next year, but excited for you guys to be joining us. The street team's going to be there. All kind of activations in the concourses. It's really going to be a lot of fun. And you can go to catsfootball.com, Ticketmaster, get your tickets, because it's going to be a rowdy time tomorrow.
Well, Jeff, I'm looking forward to it for sure. And I was getting the lowdown from the Pokester today. And maybe you can help us, too, for some people that maybe haven't been out to a game yet. The Cats are playing really well right now, right? They got championship aspirations here.
And I'll tell you what, look, and I am, you know, I'm the promoter, so I'm not the AF1 specialist, but we are right now currently second in the league. Albany comes to town next week, but we're on a roll. And I got to give, you know, when you look at Coach Fisher, who is the man at the tip top of us here at the Cats, but the organization he's put together, Coach Darren Arbett, recently, and we're going to celebrate it tomorrow, 200 wins. He is an incredibly successful arena coach. We've got a quarterback by the name of Tyler Kalka. We've kind of referred to him as Kalkamania running wild. He's got an array of receivers, but the team is stacked. And, you know, that's the thing about arena ball. You know, after, I'm not going to say if, it's going to say when we win tomorrow postgame, you have a postgame player's autograph where you can meet all of them. But, yeah, Coach Fisher has got a stacked team. We're on a roll, and we went up to Minnesota, beat those boys in their place. They're coming to our turf. They want a little revenge. But we're going to take care of Meadow Lemon and his fellows tomorrow.
I can only assume his middle name is Lark, Clark, right?
I don't want to go there, but we can ask him
we
tomorrow.
Can ask. I want to meet him. That's what we got to do. So, Jeff, how has it been in Clarksville? Because that is such a beautiful building. I can remember way back when they actually broke ground on F&M Bank Arena. And now here we are, and the Cats have become a main tenant along with Austin Peay and all the other things they envisioned there. But how has it gone with the fan base in that venue?
You know what? And that's now you're talking right up my alley. And for those of folks who have not been in F&M Bank Arena, just kind of think of a mini Bridgestone. It is a first-class premiere, and I travel not just all over the country, all over the world. And the old proverbial, not a bad seat in the house, that's absolutely true. It's a great intimate feel. We'll have 4,000 people in there jam-packed tomorrow, screaming, just loud as can be. We have an end zone seat, and that to me is the best seat in the house. It's called the Claws Out End Zone Experience. You literally can touch out and reach and touch the players, but the venue's fantastic. You know, great amenities, obviously concessions is great, where our merch stands on both ends of the building. But Clarksville has really embraced this Middle Tennessee. It's, you know, Willie, you've been in this market a long time as well. And I'm not sure if D Mason's in the house with us.
Absolutely.
Or if he had a little bath. Oh,
you might
have taken a bathroom break on us, but D Mace, he can speak to us.
Yes.
He's the Cats captain. It's a cool feel, and the action on the court. Of course, we do all kind of activations, and Cool Cat's our mascot. So Cool Cat, we've got a cage match tomorrow with Cool Cat and Nash. I think Nash is going to get his hand raised. No, it is really cool. The city of Clarksville's embraced us. Like I said, Cats in this market has been around. It's legendary. It's a strong brand name, but man, oh man, the entire Montgomery County fan base has really embraced us, and I'm very grateful for that.
Willie, I want to answer that question too, because when Kevin Dyson and I were there together, and we went to sign autographs before the game, and sometimes you kind of think prior to going up there, it's maybe take 15, 20 minutes to sign autographs. It took us about 45 minutes to an hour. To finish every, that's how many people came out to the game and supported the Cats and wanted our autographs too. But they were there, all those people then set for the game and watched it and were you know, in the game and excited about the game.
I'm going to tell on him. We didn't get everybody done. He acts like it. Oh, no. Anyway, no, it was great. And that's what, you know, we do a Cats captain before every game. I've done it once, Coach Fisher. But that's where, you know, our Cats fandom, we call it the den up there, Claws Out. The people really have embraced this. It's their team. And the people, you know, the game, Willie and D knows this. It is the arena ball. It's nothing like it. You can score on the kickoff. They call it a deuce. And so when you have the whole arena chanting deuce, 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 there's an energy, and it's really hard to describe. Matter of fact, Willie, Pete's going to be maybe up in the booth and Chase and Big Joe, but to call an arena game play by play is fascinating. I'll just say that.
Oh, no question about it. I got a chance to do it years ago, the first version of the Cats. I got a taste of it. It is a fun game, no question. And if you haven't been to a game in a while, I hope you can join us out in Clarksville. And so, Jeff, I don't know if you had Kevin Dyson and Derek Mason like fielding balls off the net or anything, but I had this vision of kicking a field goal. I don't know about in front of the fans. I might choke, but like I've always wondered what it would be like to kick the field goal in the arena where, you know, you have the more narrow uprights, right? Well, it's hard to do.
Folks, we're hearing this. So I promise you, I can pull some strings.
Okay.
Willie, I knew you had a nice jump shot, and I knew that you could swing a good bat. You got drafted, and I know your history. I had no idea that you got kicking skills. So tomorrow, folks, our very first activation, you heard it. Willie begged. He pleaded.
Yes.
He will be on the field tomorrow kicking a field goal.
All right.
Full disclosure, Willie.
I'm stretching the hamstrings right now.
Full disclosure, you were a part as a teen of the punt.
The punt, passing kick. Right.
No way.
I was a punt, passing kick champion at age 9. And then at age 12, a field goal kicking contest at the Orlando Citrus Bowl. I won my age group, and I was one kick away from going to the Super Bowl. And I choked.
Well, we are going to let you live 12. Your childhood dream tomorrow.
All right. I get another shot at it.
I love
it.
This is going to be – well, get warmed up. I know okay. that, you know, you're way older than me. I mean, no, you're not way older than me. Willie, you better get that hammy all loosened up.
That's my biggest fear here. I'm going to have very sore hammies, but it'll be worth it if I can split the uprights.
And, Jeff, if I may, I'm not saying that if Willie misses the field goal – that you should blast him with a guitar, but I'm not saying you should blast him with a guitar if he misses the field goal.
I'm going to say this, all due respect. If he misses, Pete Weber will yank the guitar out of my hand and yank it, crack it over his head.
Pressure's on, Willie.
Nice.
Pressure's on.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for your time. Jeff Jarrett, co-owner and managing partner of the Nashville Cats. Tomorrow, Nashville Predators night at the Cats game out in Clarksville. Willie Donick will be there along with many others. But, Jeff, enjoy the game tomorrow. Thank you for including us and joining us, and we'll talk soon.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Willie, looking forward to seeing it. D-Mace, I appreciate you coming up. CatsFootball.com. Get your tickets. See you and Meadowlark Lemon's kids tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeff. By the way, Meadowlark Lemon, 10 children. 10. Man.
So maybe... Maybe he doesn't have – they got to have a lot of names, yeah. 10 kids, so they had to spread it out.
Meadowlark.
So this is just Meadowlemon.
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 Got to beat this guy. He's got to be able to hoop
lemon.
A little
you
bit,
You think
too.
There's a Marsh Lemon?
I don't know.
Meadowlark Lemon children.
Exactly. So, hey.
I don't see Meadow in here. Maybe Meadow is a nickname. I see Richard, Jonathan, Caleb, Angela, Beverly, Crystal, George, Robin, Jameson, and Donna.
Meadowlark Lemon. Yeah. Julia.
That was prime Globetrotters, though, when Meadowlark Lemon was
He was the clown, the clown prince, easy for me to say.
Yes.
The clown prince of basketball. So if you want to make it out to the Cats game tomorrow, you heard Jeff Jarrett. The game is at 4 p.m. tomorrow, I believe, Willie Donick?
That's correct.
4 p.m. tomorrow, Willie will be there, Pete Weber. He said Max Hurst. High maintenance Hurst is making the effort. High maintenance Hurst.
Is he getting a driver up to Clarksville?
He's going
to
take a helicopter.
They'll parachute him down.
to avoid traffic.
Exactly.
Max will take a helicopter. Nash will be out there, the Predator Street Team. If you haven't been to a game at F&M Bank Arena, it is a beautiful facility. Derek Mason can attest. Mm-hmm. He was an honorary captain a few weeks ago. Passionate fan. So if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, may we suggest the Nashville Predators night at the Cats game. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Ask D-Mace. It's Friday. It's almost 5 o'clock. We know you have questions for Derek. Call us, text us, 615-737-1025. But we will begin Ask D-Mace with something that happened in the studio about an hour ago. We'll get to it next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
Now. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.